Podcast number 3 in our series on vocal health. I'm Betty Zoller, VoicesVoices.com. Tension and your voice. It's not possible for most people in this world to be free of tension. There is a need for relaxation and a reduction in stress in every area of our lives. What becomes important is how we react to stress. In the voice field, we call this the hyperfunctional voice, and people who speak with excess muscularity because of stress often develop vocal symptoms as part of their stress reaction. They may have dry throat and mouth, a harsh vocal sound, an elevated pitch, they start to talk at a higher pitch, shortness of breath, trembling, even loss of voice, even perhaps nodules or nodes develop on the vocal folds because of excess muscularity. Symptomatic relaxation methods may relax people, but overall relaxation takes work. My ear, nose, throat physician said, if people would just learn to relax more and not be so muscular when they speak, their voice symptoms would lessen and many times their voices would improve. Some people are like an engine on a fast idle, expending far more gasoline or energy than they have to. By relaxation, we mean a realistic response to your environment with a minimum of needless energy expended in your voice. Head rotation may be a technique for relaxing your voice. Sit in a backless chair, drop your head forward to the chest, flop your head across to the right shoulder, then lift it, flop it to the right, flop it back, flop it forward again. Slow, relaxed breathing in and out through the mouth. Open throat relaxation. Lower the head slightly toward the chest and make an easy, open, prolonged yawn, concentrating on what that yawn feels like in your throat. You should have a conscious sensation of an open throat during this prolonged inhalation. Say ah, ah, while breathing outward. Think of a setting you've experienced or imagined as the ultimate in relaxation. Different people will use different kinds of imagery here. You may think of lying in a hammock on a lovely summer day. When you feel yourself getting weary or tired while doing a voiceover, stand up and stretch. Lift your arms high in the air and hold it for a moment. Do the yawn, sigh again. Ah! Maybe yoga is a good idea. Maybe an exercise class. However, many ear, nose, throat physicians say that we who are professional speakers should be very careful about lifting weights if we grunt while lifting. The grunting is not good for the vocal folds. When I first began to do voiceovers and jingle studio singing, although I had been a professional singer for a number of years by then, the recording studio was new and very frightening, particularly those straight-faced producers behind that big glass window staring at me while I performed. I became convinced that they didn't like me at all. The scariest thing was that nobody ever said, "Good job!" Nobody applauded. Recording studio voices have to have strong egos and believe they're good. Because, gosh darn, nobody ever tells you. So I was nervous, tense, body stiff, and voice not as supple and mellow as it could have been. In fact, I was so nervous that one knee trembled, my left knee. And if I was wearing high heels, sometimes my left ankle would be trembling so much it would bend over as my knee shook, actually causing me to stumble into the mic. It was terrible. Now and then producers would say, "Gee, are you okay?" This is when they saw my body jerk with nervousness. With time, I overcame my nerves and started to become an old pro in about 3 or 4 years. So take heart. If you're nervous, it's normal. Get a massage, or at least have someone stand in back of you and massage your shoulders gently as you inhale deeply through your mouth. Then ask that person to stand in front of you and hold your shoulders down while you inhale through the mouth. Don't let your shoulders rise up as you inhale. Now exhale the air slowly through your mouth. Think relaxing thoughts and do this 5 or 6 times. When you smile, you release endorphins. You can fool your brain into thinking you're happy and relaxed. So smile, smile, smile. Being deprived of enough sleep makes people anxious and tense. Make sure that you get enough sleep at night, particularly on the nights before a big recording session. If you are using excess muscularity, that is bearing down on the vocal folds as you speak, lighten up. A famous voice coach once told me, remember that when a person tries to impress or boss or bark at people, he or she bears down. Stop that. Are you listening to me? When you aren't trying to impress, when you're gently speaking to a friend, you're relaxed, you say, gee, it's so good to see you today, Margie. Try a simpler, more relaxed vocal production to save your voice for the times you need it as a voiceover professional. Hope this helps. I'm Betty Zoller, VoicesVoices.com.